Our opening segment today involves the future of WKAR television. And I will point out that just a matter of less than 10 minutes ago, we learned, and I will quote, this is an email that we received from Michigan State University Media Communications and Brand Strategy. Michigan State University and Detroit Public Television are holding a news conference today to announce a bold new collaboration that will impact public television across the state. That is all that we know. is contained in that one sentence as of this point. As I pointed out, this will confuse our listeners later in the day, but as we speak to you just after 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, this is all that we know. This is set for 1 p.m. today at MSU's Detroit Center, 3408 Woodward Avenue in Detroit. And there will be media availability with MSU President Luana K. Simon and Detroit Public TV President Rich Homburg. Again, that is 1 p.m. this afternoon, MSU and Detroit Public Television holding a news conference to announce what is described as a bold new collaboration that will impact public television across the state. That development, of course, comes against the backdrop of everything that has happened here in the last 3 to 4 weeks, a movement opposing a possible sale of WKAR-TV spectrum has strengthened noticeably in recent days. Participants are upset over the chance that Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon will decide to participate in a federal auction of that broadband spectrum, and that could lead to an end of over-the-air WKAR-TV broadcasting. Two members of that opposition are with us here today. One is the organizer of the website SaveWKAR.com. He says it's a way the larger community can respond that will give President Simon and the MSU Board of Trustees a better lens to determine how the community feels. Our other guest is a marketing and media consultant who has dived into the viewer data that is a part of this story. Ann Hansen operates Brands in Ann Arbor. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
I'll also point out that tonight there is another public meeting here in MSU's Communication Arts Building. How that will unfold, given what is happening in Detroit that we just mentioned, is too early to say, but this is another opportunity for the public to air its views and ask questions. And at last check, it was not clear whether President Simon would attend that meeting. It is unclear at this hour if she's going to be in Detroit at 1 p.m. I would presume she will be at ComArts here tonight, but technically speaking, I do not know. I'll point out that the organizer of SaveWKAR.com has not shared his real name with me. You've been using the name Harry with both Ann and me. And I hesitated over this because I feel transparency is really important, and I want to share that with our listeners. In the end, I consented to your anonymity because I feel the fact that you've organized a larger group who shares your views trumps the importance of your identity. In other circumstances, I may not feel the same. Explain why you want to remain anonymous.
Well, essentially, Mark, this is a real sensitive issue, and a lot of people that have reached out to us to oppose this move by the administration understand that we're talking about a lot of dollars here and nothing happens in a vacuum. We feel it's responsible right now in order to protect ourselves and our livelihoods while we basically are doing something that's very unpopular with others in the administration, which is to say we are calling on people to withhold any donations that they might share with the General Endowment Fund as a way to show protest.
I've got to ask both of you your response to what will be happening at 1 o'clock this afternoon in Detroit. Again, MSU and Detroit Public Television with a news conference to announce a bold new collaboration that will impact public television across the state. Ann Hansen, what do you make of that?
So I'm here for viewers and viewers who want to see PBS on a regular basis. You know, the thing about Michigan is we actually have a pretty high percentage of PBS viewers and certainly a higher percentage of over-the-air PBS viewers than other markets. So that's interesting. Whatever would help maintain PBS is, you know, really what our end goal is. So if this helps maintain PBS, great. However, I compare this with what happened with WUOM 12 years ago when they sold off their Flint transmitter and ended all TV operation. That Flint transmitter went to WCMU, which is now looking themselves at the spectrum auction, and they're actually able to gain a potentially huge dollar amount, four times the amount that WKAR could, for all five of their transmitters throughout lower Michigan. So just because one move is afoot today doesn't mean that there's not future uncertainty tomorrow.
Bold new collaboration would suggest that there is a plan that will be put on the table here that will keep public television broadcasting viewable in mid-Michigan. Harry, what do you make of
this? Well, we're very encouraged to hear that they might have a plan, but I can tell you a week ago when they came to the community, there was no plan, and that was one of the big problems that we had in trying to assess whether or not this was a positive move for the university. You don't walk into a boardroom meeting with no plan when it regards to the sale of an asset valued reportedly at $206 million. Now, while I am encouraged that I think, you know, whether this is a reaction to the community opposition or not, I would say that it, should they still sell the airwaves, you're still disenfranchising what conservative estimates call 120,000 people and what liberal estimates call 250,000 viewers who don't have access to broadband, and that's still a huge issue.
The aim of your website, SaveWKAR.com, has been to give people opposed to the idea of an auction a chance to weigh in. Describe the response that you've seen so far.
The response with very little marketing push has been absolutely overwhelming. We've seen very big names take the pledge to withhold money from the endowment fund in the form of donations. We've seen people react from all over the state and indeed all over the country, bringing us their stories, telling about how instrumental WKAR television was to their education, as well as their experience in interacting with MSU and the broader community.
Ann Hansen, talk to us about your own work on this. I know you've taken a pretty data-driven approach to this whole development. What's been the biggest takeaway for you?
So the biggest takeaway for me is thinking about what could happen to PBS both throughout Michigan and really throughout the country. You know, a lot of PBS stations exist on UHF, which is the spectrum of most interest in the spectrum auction coming on up. There is, even in the top market for PBS is actually in Idaho. And Idaho is concerned about having to give up some spectrum that they don't even want to give up because of this spectrum auction. It seems to me like the FCC has taken several steps which have not gotten a lot of, if even any, national media play. In the last week, looking at, you know, top media outlets, both TV and newspapers, the Wall Street Journal ran an article on Ohio broadcasting, and that was it. So really, there's no attention, and people have – in fact, the FCC didn't even put out a consumer web page with FAQs on the spectrum auction until last Friday.
Our guests are two critics of a possible move to participate in a federal auction of WKAR-TV broadband spectrum. Ann Hansen is an Ann Arbor-based media and marketing consultant. Harry is a pseudonym for the webmaster and co-founder of the website SaveWKAR.com. I'll mention one more time for people who may have joined us a little bit late that Michigan State has announced that it and Detroit Public Television are holding a news conference today to announce what it describes as a bold new collaboration that will impact public television across the state. That is everything that we know. We do know that President Simon and Detroit Public TV President Rich Homburg will be at this news conference in Detroit. This is at MSU's Detroit Center this afternoon at 1 p.m. Harry, are you willing to concede that the ways that content are delivered have changed profoundly and that the administration, what they're pursuing, they may be on to something here? That spectrum may not, for example, you hear people say the spectrum will be worth more in the future. I don't know if we can predict the future in that way or not. Are you at least willing to concede that they're trying to anticipate the future here?
We're not willing to concede that because, frankly, the access to broadband just isn't there yet in a lot of our communities. In fact, one of the comments that we've received from a person who's taken the pledge is that they have already tried to download Sherlock Holmes, for an example, program that they gave us, and they had high-speed internet, and it was an absolute disaster. You're talking about a whole new way to aggregate content out to the masses, and when it comes down to it, broadcasting over the airwaves and the spectrum that we already have is by far the most efficient way to do it over such a large area of space. So until things really start improving in broadband access for many individuals, no, it just is not a viable plan.
And isn't it conceivable that the tens and possibly hundreds of millions of dollars that the university could come into here if we pursued the auction could be put to a valuable public use?
You know, anything's possible. But as Harry has pointed out clearly, there's not a plan. We're getting bits and pieces even, you know, at the 11th hour today. But the reality is that spectrum is a scarce resource, frankly, much like oil and gas. And we don't know what the future holds. Certainly, we hear every day about new energy sources, but the reality is that we still depend on oil and gas to heat our homes and to fuel our cars. Same thing could be going on with spectrum. Additionally, we don't know what the actual future uses of that spectrum might be. Again, as a scarce resource, the value could go up sky high. We know that the auction coming up is not just involving the telcos of AT&T, Verizon, et cetera, but also Amazon, Google, Comcast. You know, there are going to be a lot of players in this. We could be trading off public TV for drones.
And one thing I think is worth mentioning, Mark, you know, Anne's looked at the numbers here, and when you're talking about a possible auction at the highest point of $206 million, that really pales in comparison to the actual annual budget of Michigan State University, which is valued at over $1 billion. The only indication we've heard of a possible use of that money by Lou Anne Simon is that they would actually turn it into another endowment, which would give you any estimates, say, between $5 and $10 million a year. $5 to $10 million a year on an operating budget over $1 billion isn't really a lot of money. And you're not accomplishing super, super high return projects with that. And not only that, but again, the university just didn't have a plan to present the community a week ago. I find it, frankly, quite disingenuous that they would come and say, oh, by the way, wait, we have a plan. We're going to talk with Detroit Public TV and figure something out at the 11th hour. It just doesn't seem very genuine.
At last week's public meeting, at least one person commented that if the auction went through, some part of the proceeds should go back to whatever is left of WKAR. Let me ask you about that. How would you feel if that's the way this unfolded? And really, more broadly, I guess, is there anything you might hear from the administration that would make you more amenable to participation in the auction? Anne?
So I guess that, you know, you can participate in the auction and
decline all the bids.
Exactly.
As I understand.
Right. And decide yes or no. It is important to understand that $200 million number that we throw around is the top of what could potentially be coming out of this. And, you know, a lot of thought needs to be given to what actually ends up happening as the telcos and other participants decide in the real value of what the spectrum is.
What do you make of the actions of the trustees here? They authorized President Simon to really go alone in this decision. And again, as we've pointed out, there is the even if we participate in the auction, there is the option to decline bids. Are you in touch with the MSU Board of Trustees, Harry?
We have not been in touch personally with the trustees or the administration. But what I can tell you is that what we're seeing from the reaction of the many hundreds of people who have taken this pledge is that they see that the trustees' actions as more of advocating their actual responsibilities, since they are our elected representatives in this. And we do have two board member trustees that are going to be on the ballot on 2016. And I would be concerned for them in their place if this spectrum is sold, because people are willing to campaign against them.
I'm going to give each of you a minute here. We're just about out of time, regrettably, here. Anne, take the floor for a minute and just add whatever else you would like to say.
So as a lifelong WKAR viewer, I first of all got into this for representing my over-the-air household, as well as my parents and my brother. We're all over-the-air households, and we're really, you know, devoted to WKAR as a top-rated station in Michigan, you know, even beyond just being public. We want to see the future of public TV being guaranteed by public resources.
Harry?
What I would say is that we have to remember that there is still a large segment of our population who are dependent on over-the-air broadcast. And frankly, for an organization that has been asking for our community's money and pledging for decades, as some people would say in the comments they've given us, it's a slap in the face to the community. And it abdicates the responsibility that the Michigan State University has as a land-grant institution with a very precious and priceless public resource such as the broadcast spectrum.
Harry is the co-organizer, co-founder, and webmaster of the website SaveWKAR.com. Ann Hansen operates Brands in Ann Arbor. Both are critics of the possibility of of MSU's participation in a federal auction that could auction off WKAR-TV broadband spectrum. I'll point out one more time. We learned a matter of minutes ago, Michigan State and Detroit Public Television are holding a news conference this afternoon, 1 p.m., to announce what it calls a bold new collaboration that will impact public television across the state. Harry, Ann, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Mark.